This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, August 19th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look back at the career of Emil Jones, who announced yesterday he's stepping down after serving as the Senate president the last few years and a lawmaker for 35. We'll also have a look at your weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. One area high school says it can put off a state-mandated restructuring for at least a year after some reassuring news. The Urbana School District says its high school students reached the so-called adequate yearly progress level last year in standardized tests. That means Urbana High is keeping up with increasing requirements under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Principal Laura Taylor says it also means the high school won't have to restructure its curriculum and organization, but she says those changes will go into effect anyway because they're good for students.
Our students are going to have interesting flexible scheduling next year where they can meet with teachers that are certified in the areas of need every given day. And we're going to do that. That's what we need to do to make them successful. And we'll keep doing that whether or not, even though, you know, we don't have to restructure technically this year.
Results from tests for younger students have been delayed by calculating errors on the state level. Champaign Unit 4 has not released its high school results yet. After 36 years as a state lawmaker, Illinois Senate President Emil Jones is resigning. In a statement issued yesterday, the Chicago Democrat announced that he would retire at the end of this current term. University of Illinois professor Charlie Wheeler was a reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times when Jones was first elected in 1972. Wheeler says Jones will be remembered for using political smarts to ascend to the Senate presidency and to gain a veto-proof majority as a champion of education and for looking out for his district's interests. Wheeler points out that lately, Jones has also become known for his close ties to Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Being perceived as Governor Blagojevich's partner in either crime or virtue, depending on how you want to look at it, doesn't necessarily help downstate Democrats in the Senate because the governor's popularity is pretty abysmal, certainly outside the Chicago area, and it's not that great within the city either.
Critics have also raised questions about Jones's family members receiving state contracts and high-salary jobs. One family member may benefit from his retirement. A spokeswoman says that Jones wants his son, Emil Jones III, to replace him, but that will be up to a local committee. The decision has to come by the end of this month. The spokeswoman says Jones has been contemplating retirement for years. She had no details on Jones's next plans, including if he will work for Barack Obama. Obama considers Jones to be his mentor. Democrats are already lining up for what's expected to be a contentious fight to take over as president of the state Senate. The list of potential contenders to replace Jones is starting to come together. Among Senate Democrats on a list from the Associated Press includes James Claiborne, a black Belleville resident who may be able to win support from both downstate Democrats and African Americans. John Cullerton, who has served Chicago's North Side since 1979 with potentially closer ties to House Speaker Mike Madigan and Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. Ricky Hendon of Chicago, Jones's most faithful lieutenant in recent years. Terry Link, a Waukegan resident who chairs the Senate Democrats' Suburban Caucus. And rounding out this list is Evanston resident Jeff Schoenberg, who has spoken out frequently on ethics and civil rights issues. Jones's retirement will open up a big power vacuum among his Democratic colleagues in the state Senate. AM 580's Tom Rogers got some reaction from both sides of the aisle from two men who've had experience under Jones's tenure.
The next president of the chamber will need the support of at least 30 senators. Although Democrats currently have a comfortable 37-22 majority over Republicans, Senator Mike Frerichs of Champaign says a divided party will give his vote more impact, even though he's only in his first term.
You know, I think there are a lot of us downstaters who are trying to stick together and use our voting block to leverage some support for downstate.
Republican Rick Winkle served in the Senate with Jones until last year when he became a University of Illinois political science professor. He says Jones has wielded a lot of power over the Senate and is one of the few staunch legislative backers of Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He's a very outspoken and aggressive leader. It's certainly going to take the wind out of the sails of the governor and his ability to continue with his approach to things in Springfield.
Frerichs wants the next leader to improve transparency in the state Senate and give individual senators more ability to forward their bills. But he won't say whether he's focusing on any particular candidates for the job. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
And again, we'll have much more on the retirement of Emil Jones coming up at the end of the podcast with a feature from Chicago Public Radio. The president of Radley University says she is opposed to the idea of lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18 years old as proposed by the Amethyst Initiative. The presidents of Duke, Dartmouth, and Ohio State have called on lawmakers to consider lowering the drinking age. They say current laws already encourage dangerous binge drinking on campus. But Bradley President Joanne Glasser said based on the alcohol-related deaths of two Bradley students, universities promote activities that reduce the misuse and abuse of alcohol. Last March, Bradley junior Robert Hurt Pontiac was killed after falling onto oncoming traffic while horsing around with a friend. Witnesses said both had been drinking. And in August 2007, Bradley soccer player Sheridan Dahlquist was killed in a house fire caused by a prank by four friends who had been drinking. Federal officials have approved more than $13.6 million in federal disaster assistance grants for those affected by severe flooding in Illinois in June and July. The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced funds for Illinois residents and small businesses yesterday. Most of that money has been approved for temporary rental housing, home repairs, and replacement for Illinois residents. The rest of the money in the form of loans will be used by businesses. FEMA says 3,095 homeowners and renters from 18 counties declared federal disaster areas have applied for assistance. Students and faculty at Illinois State University in Normal have another option for transportation on campus. They can bike it. ISU has started a new bike borrowing program that allows students and faculty members to check out a bike with a campus ID. 35 bikes are available. ISU officials say at the end of each academic year, many bikes are left on campus and are generally turned over to authorities as unclaimed property. But this year, the new program will let university staff clean up and paint the bikes for the program. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bonser. An eventful summer in Illinois politics just got more eventful. Illinois State Senate President Emil Jones says that after more than three decades in office, he now plans to retire. Ben Calhoun has this report.
The news leaked out Sunday night when state senators got phone calls saying that Jones would announce his retirement Monday afternoon. By the morning, those close to the president were publicly confirming it.
I think the president, made a decision with his family based on the fact that he's been in serving 36 years, and that's long enough.
State Senator Ricky Hendon is one of Jones's top lieutenants, serving as assistant majority leader in the chamber. Hendon denies any speculation that the 72-year-old Senate president's decision was based on health reasons.
Health is fine, his mind is sharp, so that has nothing to do with it.
By mid-afternoon, Jones released a statement confirming the news, beginning the final chapter of a storied career in Illinois politics. Jones started out as a streets and sanitation worker in Chicago, and then was elected state representative in 1972. He moved to the state Senate 10 years later, where he continued to work his way up the ladders of Illinois politics, eventually moving up to Democratic minority leader. He led the Democrats as they took back control of the state Senate in 2002, and then Jones was elected state Senate president. Since then, he's expanded his majority to an imposing veto-proof 37-22 margin. Jones is known for his old-school bare-knuckle brand of politics. His exit is nothing less than a game-changer for Springfield, and will affect political fortunes at all levels of state politics.
Emil and I are homeboys, man.
Governor Rod Blagojevich arguably stands to lose the most from Jones's departure. Jones has been an invaluable ally for Blagojevich in his feuds with Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Recently, Blagojevich delivered a speech in Chicago, repeatedly thanking Jones, who's one of a few allies the governor has left in Springfield.
I have fewer friends now than I had before I was governor, but it's nice to know I still got Emil, and Emil, my friend, thank you so much for being there with us and fighting the good fight.
Most immediately, Jones's announcement threatens Blagojevich's ability to push through his multi-billion-dollar capital spending plan for road, bridge, and school construction. Long term, the void Jones leaves opens a wide array of possibilities that could change the fundamental power balances of state government.
It represents a revolution at our capital.
Cindy Canary heads the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform. She says Jones built a powerful majority in the state Senate, but he also kept such tight control over his members that it sometimes contributed to gridlock.
He really got his Dems elected, but he also has been really a rather gruff leader. He's been outspoken. He's been often obstinate about allowing bills to move forward. He's got that "I'm in charge of the Senate and it's my playground and nobody else's" kind of attitude.
Already, Jones's announcement has set off a scramble of state senators looking to take his place. Before the news was even official, the list of possible replacements was already more than half a dozen names long. Aside from the ensuing fight for power in the state Senate, Jones's idea about who will take over his state Senate seat has also already become an issue. Jones has left just enough time for the Democratic Party to swap a hand-picked successor onto the fall ballot. The Senate president has said publicly that he would like his son, Emil Jones III, to succeed him, an idea State Senator Ricky Hendon confirmed and endorsed.
He's watched his father work, so he knows the ins and outs of state government. I think he'd be an excellent choice.
The parent-child office swap is an old standby among Illinois politicians, and the maneuver has been a favorite recently. Former Congressman Bill Lipinski, former Cook County Board President John Stroger, and former Cook County Board President Bobby Steele have all been replaced by their children through internal Democratic Party deals. Cindy Canary wasn't as keen on the idea as Hendon.
You know, this replacing, you know, yourself with your children, your spouses, is kind of an old Illinois tradition that has really outlived its public support.
If Jones succeeds in swapping his son onto the ballot, the switcheroo could prove an awkward one for one of Jones' political mentees.
Jones really was a mentor to Senator Obama in teaching him the ropes.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama is set to accept the Democratic nomination next week. In many ways, Obama has tried to keep himself separated from the unsavory practices of Illinois politics. If Jones does swap his son onto the ticket, Obama could soon find himself facing questions about Jones, who is commonly referred to as Obama's political godfather.
It will at least temporarily put Chicago back and Illinois back in the papers as the Wild West of politics, where we do things as insiders and run like a machine.
In an official statement released this afternoon, Jones didn't say anything about who he hopes will replace him as state senator or as Senate president. Instead, Jones simply thanked the people of his district and the members of his caucus and listed off his accomplishments during his time in office. Other than that, Jones says only that he will officially step down at the end of his current term. I'm Ben Calhoun.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, sunny skies today, the high around 85. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 60. Mostly sunny Wednesday, the high around 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 62. Partly sunny Thursday with a high of 85. Mostly cloudy Thursday night and Friday, a small chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low is around 68, the high around 85. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, August 19th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.